KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove. On
the
back of my
motorbike. The songs on Leon Bridges' 2021 album Gold Digger's Sound are smooth, sensual, and colorful. And they were deeply influenced by Leon's time at a place called Gold Digger Sound in LA that you might not even notice if you walked by it.
When you look at like gold diggers, you know, from the exterior, it's a very unassuming place. You know, it's almost like this place of refuge in the midst of this gritty city.
Having a refuge is something that helped Leon catch up with himself after a whirlwind few years of increasing fame, which included being named the 2021 Texas State Musician.
Honestly, I didn't find out until I was just tagged a bunch on social media.
Leon Bridges is on tour this summer and fall, so we're revisiting his 2021 session today. I'm Raina Duras. This is an Encore World Cafe. First up, music from Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory, Trouble. This is an Encore World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Leon Bridges is out on tour this summer and fall, heading across the states, so we're revisiting my 2021 session with Leon today. Enjoy.
In his music, Leon Bridges exudes an easy confidence. He's got a silky voice that effortlessly dances around the smooth retro tunes that have made him a star over the course of his last three albums. And it's his sense of style, too. Vintage button-ups, bell-bottoms, The Day We Spoke, a gold chain, and a patterned headscarf tied in the front gives the impression of someone who loves to perform, who thrives in the spotlight. But Leon Bridges is an introvert. And for his latest album, he found solitude in a place in LA called Gold Digger Sound, which ended up becoming the name of his album. Coming up, he'll tell you about Gold Digger Sound, talk about his experience through this past tumultuous year, and he'll get into what it's like being an introvert who just keeps becoming more and more famous. My conversation with Leon Bridges is on the way. To get there, let's hop onto this one from his new album, Motorbike.
We don't stop, but the time do. Love is in another life, let me remind you. Look back, see me behind you. When it feels good, you don't have to try to. And if you say so, if you say so, then let's go. I know you're all that I want is in to match you. What do I gotta do to get you? On the back of my motorbike, switch lanes.
Motorbike from my guest today, Leon Bridges. It's a song from his new album, Gold Digger Sound. Leon, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Good, thank you. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. The vibes on this album, it's so great.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm very, very proud of this body of work that it took us about 2 years to get right, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and Gold Digger's Sound, it refers to an actual real place in LA where you made a bunch of the record, and the vibes of that place really influenced the vibe of this album. So maybe to start, could you paint a picture for us, like set the scene? What does Gold Digger's Sound, the place, look like?
The experience was, you know, so significant. I wanted to name the album in honor of it, you know. And so when you look at like Gold Diggers, you know, from the exterior, it's a very unassuming place. You know, it's almost like this place of refuge in the midst of this gritty city. And so Gold Digger Studio is a spot in East Hollywood, and it's this kind of multifaceted compound. You know, there's the hotel aspect, there's the bar, and there's a studio, and it's like really awesome decor. It has this like 70s kind of aesthetic, really dope cadenzas, and there's like a vinyl player, there's awesome rugs and couches, and it's definitely a reflection of my own personal style, and so it felt right at home.
Yeah, this album was kind of born there, and you spent, 2 years kind of working on it in that place? Like, what would a typical day be like for you at Gold Diggers?
I initially was working on some of these songs in Echo Park, and we kind of hit a wall creatively, and we had this idea of just, like, setting up this nighttime vibe of where we're bringing in some of our favorite musicians, and we're bringing out the tequila, and you know, we really wanted to kind of capture this sensual, sexy, darker kind of tone for this one. And so, you know, I'm clocking in at 6 p.m. and going all the way until the morning sometimes. You know, my day to day, I would wake up, pick up the guitar, work on some ideas, just to bring into the studio. I go right next door to this like non-gentrified juice shop, you know, it's like straight up raw, you know, but like really awesome juices, grab some juice, go into the studio and get it popping, you know.
Yeah. Juice to counteract the tequila for sure.
Got to have balance, you know.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Leon Bridges on World Cafe today. His new album is called Gold Digger Sound. One of the artists who dropped by and appears on this album is saxophonist Terrace Martin, who's worked on a ton of stuff with lots of different people. But listeners to this show might recognize him from his recent work as part of the group Dinner Party and their song Freeze Tag. I'm just going to play a little bit of that right now.
Ooh.
They told me put my hands at the helm again. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love with love. I've been looking for the dove. And they told me if I'm home, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands at the helm again. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love with love. I've been looking for the dove. And they told me if I'm home, they gon' shoot me dead.
So that's a bit of Freeze Tag from Dinner Party featuring Terrace Martin. He also joins you, Leon, on your new song, Sweeter.
Yes.
And both Freeze Tag and Sweeter kind of explore a similar theme, like this wish that Black people could live without a fear of racism or police violence. Could you talk a bit about writing Sweeter?
Totally. Man, shout out to Terrace Martin. Definitely, you know, a kindred spirit. And literally the first day Terrace Martin walks into the studio, he like compliments the pants that I was wearing.
And
he
was
they were like these polyester, I think the brand is Lee, like some 70s joints. He's like, those are type pants my grandpa used to wear, you know, like type rock.
Right.
And so he walks in and basically like how all these songs were born were from improvisational jams. And so we'd have a bunch of musicians in the room. Terrace Martin walks in, goes right over to the keys and starts playing the chord progression, which is now Sweeter. And for me, what's happening in the music and the melody normally dictates what the song is about for me. And I knew immediately that I wanted to write this song to be in hopes of it being a beacon of light for the Black community.
This year, especially in the wake of the BLM protests, all the just everything that's kind of happened in the last year, we have seen a lot of songs on what Black people face living in America and just living daily life in America.
Right.
When you went to write this, what did you want this song to say specifically? Like when you're trying to write a song like that of your own.
I wanted to put the listener in the shoes of the victim, you know, in that moment. I wanted to put the listener in the shoes of the Black man in that moment, in the grip of his oppressor, and like really paint just the fear in pain, like in that situation. And historically, you know, some of the protest songs that have been effective have always come from perspective. And I didn't want to come at an angry approach, more so like this is the reality within the Black community, but I'm at the same time, I'm optimistic. You know, I think it was beautiful to see George Floyd's death was the moment that happened, to see people all over the world just stand in solidarity with the movement. And
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it says something that the first word of the song is hoping.
Absolutely.
Well, let's take a listen to Sweeter so we can hear sort of what the product of that improvisation was. It's Sweeter from Leon Bridges on World Cafe.
Hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead, I'm just a story repeating. Why do I feel my skin dark as night? Can't feel peace with those judging eyes. I thought we moved on from the darker days. Did the words of the king disappear in the air like a butterfly? Somebody should hand you a felony. Cause you stole from me my chance to be. Hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead I'm just a story repeating. Skin dark tonight. Can't feel peace with those judging eyes. The tears of my mother rain over me. My sisters and my brothers sang over me. And I wish I
from his new album, Gold Digger Sound. That was Leon Bridges with Sweeter. He was joined there by Terrace Martin. I'm Raina Duras. It is World Cafe. Leon Bridges is my guest today. And not only do you have this new album, you also have a new title. Congratulations on being named the 2021 Texas State Musician.
Man, what a wild thing, you know, to be recognized in that way. When you look at the musical lineage of Dallas and Fort Worth, you know, I'm a speck, you know, amongst some really awesome people. And in my city alone in Fort Worth, birthed, you know, greats like Ornette Coleman and King Curtis, Cornell Dupree, Kirk Franklin. And you look at Dallas and with Erykah Badu. And I'm grateful that, you know, I was able to make a little bit of noise within the music industry, and to be from Fort Worth. It's awesome that they recognize the, you know, the hard work that we've put in.
Yeah. What's it like when you find out something like that? Do they just call you up and say, hey, guess what, Leon?
Honestly, I didn't find out until I was just tagged a bunch on social media. And it's funny because they use the image, I mean, of the younger version of me. And it was pretty, I was like, dang, we got so much photography. And, you know, there's a better image than this. But it's all good.
I mean, you are from Fort Worth. I know it's an important place to you. Do you still spend a lot of time there?
Absolutely. You know, I've spent most of my life in, you know, in Fort Worth, born in Atlanta, came, you know, my parents moved here when I was about 3 years old. And, you know, I was able to be here throughout the pandemic. And it's very important for me to, you know, to keep Fort Worth my home base. And, you know, just being able to return to a place that I grew up in, and the fact that my family and friends live here is just very grounding.
Yeah. You know, speaking of repping Texas, last year you teamed up with another Texas band, Krung Ben, who are from Houston, and you did the Texas Sun EP. Here's a little bit of the title track.
You say you like the wind blowing through your hair. Come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Say you wanna hit the highway while the engine roars. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down.
That's Texas Sun, collaboration between Krung Ben and my guest today, Leon Bridges. So how did that collaboration come about?
Man, shout out to those guys. I first discovered them. I was on a video shoot for this song called Liberated with my friend Dej Loaf. And on our way to to another location, one of the guys played Krung Ben. And I remember just immediately being rocked by their music. And fast forward, you know, I was gearing up to embark on a tour in 2018, and Krung Ben, it was actually my manager hit me up about it and was like, what do you think about this band? And I was like, oh crap, I remember hearing their music. I was like, hell yeah, this is perfect. And so there was one night we were playing in Montana, and Laura sent me this instrumental that they had been working on. I was like, oh, I'm honored, you know, that you'd even send me some of this goodness. And so right before I got on stage, I wrote some lyrics to the track, and I went on GarageBand, recorded the vocals on there. Right before I get on stage, I sent it to Laura.
Whoa.
And they
were
like, oh,
crazy.
Wow.
You wrote it right before going on stage.
Oh, totally. I mean, I was like, I need to get this out right now. And so fast forward, we booked some sessions in Houston, and that's where the EP was born.
They're from Houston, you're from Fort Worth, and I know Texas is an enormous state, and so this might be an impossible question to answer. Because I know so much music has come out of there, but to you, is there something definitive about like a Texas sound when it comes to music?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I've always tried to establish. And with this one, you know, it was about redefining people outside of Texas and their perception of what Texas music is. And with that EP, you know, it's that perfect balance of like country meets soul, and artists, you know, like Otis Redding and Arthur Alexander, Bobby Womack have always brought those worlds together. It's something that you don't really see a lot within the R&B landscape, and it's awesome because it, you know, the fact that it resonated with so many people.
I'm speaking to Leon Bridges. He's got a new album out called Gold Digger Sound. It's World Cafe. I feel like there's a very interesting contrast between the first and last tracks on this album, because they both are in different ways about being alone. Here's a bit of the last track, Blue Mesas.
How you get lonely even though you're surrounded by the ones you know, killing myself.
The the lyrics there in Blue Maze is how you get lonely even though you're surrounded by the ones you know. First, could you talk about that lyric a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, Blue Maze is extracted from basically my experience with fame. It's like when you throw someone who with insecurities in the limelight, you know, it can be really hard to navigate through that. And for myself, like, you know, there was this solitude and weight that came with having a little bit of success and notoriety. Man, I was just dealing with almost like this self-hatred, you know, just like the feeling of not being beautiful enough or good enough of a singer or a songwriter, almost like that, the concept of imposter syndrome, of not being deserving enough. And Blue Maze just paints the vibe of, like, you know, of still feeling isolated in the midst of people that love you.
Right, it's alienating.
Mm-hmm.
Fame, especially as it's like starting, I can imagine.
Right. I don't know. Like, there's different levels of it. You know, I'm grateful enough that I can still, you know, have a normal life, but to the point of like when I'm home and, you know, you lose that anonymity, and I miss like being invisible. But I'm grateful enough that throughout it all, you know, some of my best friends like helped me get through that.
Yeah. You know, we're gonna finish with the song Born Again, because to me, that lyric, it did kind of seem connected to a line in Born Again. You sing, even though I miss the people that I love, but it feels good being alone. And I think especially after the year that a lot of us just had, that idea of being alone or being lonely or both is mm-hmm. maybe a familiar thing that people have thought about. Like, what was that experience like for you? Having slowing down suddenly, maybe not being around as many people this last year.
Yeah, it was, you know, I finally got, you know, a moment to, you know, catch up with the person that had been running for 6 years. And you know, I think a lot of artists and musicians can relate to that. And us introverts, you know, we thrive in the solitude. For me, like, the pandemic was a really a healing time, and, you know, not to be oblivious to, you know, how everyone else in the world is, you know, in their experiences through that time. But it was just really nice to be disconnected from all obligations and anxiety, and just take time to self-reflect and sharpen myself, as you know, physically and mentally.
Knowing that you're an introvert, it does make it really interesting to think that this space that you performed this in,
right,
was a studio where you could be alone and isolated, but surrounded still by a hotel and a bar. So, like, you have your space in, like, almost a public space.
I'm not gonna lie, it's you know, it's still really hard for me, you know, like, when it comes to collaborating and even performing in front of so many people. But in that moment, it's like, you know, I still have that drive to create good art. And it's a crazy thing to, you know, throw an artist in a room full of strangers and expect them to dig deep, you know, and be productive. That was challenging for me initially, because when I made my first album, it was just songs I accumulated over the time, and was mostly alone when I wrote those tunes. And, you know, I had to shift into the you know, collaborating with other people. But the great thing is like some good music transpired from, you know, the collaboration.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense when you're being creative in a way, you're at your most vulnerable.
Absolutely. You know?
It always has seemed like a scary I mean, I don't make music, but that's one of the things where I've always been like, I don't know how you go into a room and just be like, here are my innermost thoughts and I'm going to,
yeah.
Do you guys like them? Yeah, the collaboration aspect, it's an impressive thing. We're going to finish with a song that you collaborated on, Born Again, which we've been talking about a little bit. Mm-hmm. You didn't work on this song alone. It features a musician, producer, composer, songwriter, Robert Glasper. Mm-hmm. What should we listen for in this song?
Man, I really love this tune. You know, it was the perfect song to kind of set the tone of this album. We were able to have Robert Glasper contribute his vibe to it. Born Again, it's almost parallel to the concept of like spiritual newness in the Bible. And during the pandemic, I, you know, felt that almost purification in a way. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean. It's like a reset for, I think, for a lot of people, you know? That makes sense. Well, let's hear it. It's Born Again. It's Leon Bridges with Robert Glasper on World Cafe.
Spinning around, feeling numb. Can't feel removed from what I'm in. But closing my eyes, I feel closer to you. I find peace in the valley of your truth. I tried to be still, chasing the memories inside. Feeling born again, feeling joy again. When all is said, your love will last forever. Your love will last forever.
Born Again, featuring Robert Glasper from Leon Bridges' new album, Gold Digger's Sound. It is out now. Leon, it's been so great talking to you today. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Welcome back to the World Cafe. Your next band has announced they will have new music this year. You just have to wait a little longer. You just have to do exactly what they tell you to do in this song. It's Alabama Shakes, Hold On.
You got to hold. you gotta hold on. I'm sipping wine,
sip
in a row. I look too good, to be alone.
Ooh.
My house clean, my pool warm.
Just
shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the East Wing and the West Wing of this mansion. What's happening?
I ain't playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart.
So.
Oh,
peaceful love. Nice mantra for you to repeat to yourself when you get stressed out from Bon Iver. A Neil Young cover from a voice just as distinct as Neil's, next on World Cafe. Neil Young can be a dicey proposition. Neil has a unique voice, and when you try to make a song of his sound perfect and polished, it can kind of lose its magic. This is World Cafe. I'm Marina Duras. Your next artist also has a very unique voice, and that might be why her version of Neil Young's Heart of Gold works so well. It wavers, it carries tons of emotion, just like Neil's. This is Fiona Apple, Heart of Gold, World Cafe. Thank you.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.